The No Money But Dreams podcast is for those millennial dreamers
who try to be in the top 1%.
It doesn't matter what we've achieved.
We wake up every morning with the mindset that we're still broke.
We welcome you on our journey in search of that home run,
which can change everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Welcome to episode 36 of the No Money But Dreams podcast. Today, I am with my co-host, Mr. Tariq Chabib, and we're going to be talking about why we think LinkedIn is the next platform that's worth spending time to figure out how to crack the algorithm. Take it away.
Well, before we get started, I'm glad that I can be back on our show.
I know, man, but there's a long list of celebrities who want to get on.
No, but it's been a while. Obviously, I've been traveling, and it's good to be back in the studio together and catch up. And one thing that has been different to the other years is us trying to mess around with LinkedIn. It was a very interesting platform. I mean, I feel 2023 was all about cracking YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We had some success on your Burger 28, on your, you started building your own personal kind of TikToks. Then we had success on Capital's kind of pages, and really try to take those kind of learnings and see if they can be applied on other kind of platforms, right? So I've now had a month of playing around with LinkedIn, and that's really an interesting kind of concept, taking something that works in one sphere and trying to go to a different platform and trying to, you know, take those learnings and make them work somewhere else, right? So today we'll talk a little bit about what I think kind of works or what I've seen work so far, and where I see huge potential for. I mean, everyone is on LinkedIn, right?
Everyone. I think it's the quality of the person who's on LinkedIn. It's a more serious person, right?
Yeah, the difference between Twitter and all the other kind of platforms is that LinkedIn only has real people, right? Mm. There's no bots. There's no none of that kind of stuff. There's still the same kind of haters that exist on the other platforms.
Dude, that made me laugh so much. I'm glad that there's haters on LinkedIn as well as on Instagram and TikTok as well.
Yeah. So that is all the same. But yeah, if you build a large following on LinkedIn, there's so many people on there that literally just through effort and going to post a whole year or 2 years went from nobodies to now having their own businesses. And the great thing with LinkedIn is, I mean, you know what the other person's job is. You can target C-level executives. You can target specific niches, whether it's marketing or product people or whatever you're interested in, right? And so that was really, at the beginning of the year, one of my goals. I kind of sat down and said, I want to be more active and I want to understand LinkedIn better. And instead of just being a consumer, I want to start posting and see if you can go viral on LinkedIn, right? I mean, And we have kind of focused on video content and shorts and reels and TikToks, and that has worked. So how do you do that in a written kind of format? And should you do this in written instead of doing videos on there as well, right? Because LinkedIn is definitely a platform where there's not enough video content, and people do stop if there's a catchy kind
I think if you just put words, you got to have a picture, right? You got to have a video or you have to have a picture in order for people to stop. I noticed that when I was playing around with it as well.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I noticed immediately, if you don't put a picture or you don't put a video, then good luck.
You know? I think that's the first takeaway, is that you need to have some video or some visual element in your post, right?
Yeah. And then it's very much like the other platforms out there. You need a hook. If you don't have a hook that is interesting, people won't read 3, 4, 5 different paragraphs. They won't give you the time of the day, right? Everyone is scrolling. That scrolling behavior doesn't stop on LinkedIn.
It's exactly right? The same.
Exactly. So your hook has to be very strong, whether it's written or in video format. It needs to be eye-catchy, and then it needs to trigger an emotion, you know, same as on the other platforms. If you don't trigger something, the good thing is, you know, you got to understand why someone is on LinkedIn, right? I mean, the UAE has one of the highest penetration of people that are using LinkedIn. And why is that?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because everyone comes here to better their life, right? True. Everyone comes here to get a better job. So people are always looking for jobs, right? Yeah. So the job element, or the people looking for jobs, they're definitely spending a lot of time there. Mm. But then over the last kind of couple of years, the content that is on the platform has really changed to kind of this infotainment kind of space. Mm-hmm. So for a while, I was following a lot of kind of VCs and from all around the world to kind of keep up with the AI trends and that kind of stuff.
And they were documenting their journeys, essentially.
Yeah, or VCs, blasting out messages on who they're investing in and who they're not investing in, what is interesting, you know. And then a lot of the times, like, you get HR people to say, oh, post about this job that we have, right? And some people are playing the LinkedIn game like this, but that's really like something that I don't understand, like, having been on this platform excessively for the last month.
No, but even from before, like, even the days when we were in the States, I remember you were so good. You remember that? I remember we were in San Francisco.
We were in LA Auto Show.
Yeah, LA yeah. Auto Show. And like, you're in the corner there, like, speaking to someone, getting their LinkedIn. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just connecting this guy on LinkedIn. I'm like, man, I don't have any followers on LinkedIn or anything. How do I get started? You're like, bro, just watch me.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's, I don't know, because of the corporate background, it just comes.
Yeah, it wasn't inherent in me. Like, I didn't see somebody as like, okay, I should connect because I could potentially, which is stupid actually, as an entrepreneur, of course, connections and network is so important. But it just wasn't ingrained in me at that time.
Yeah, no. So my point was going to be, I've been on there for a while now, and there's obviously a lot of recruiters, right? That's the nature of the game.
Those are like the lions?
But what I don't understand is people post about job openings, recruiters post about them. Mm. But why don't they make videos and kind of talk about the company that they're recruiting for and talk about, you know, interesting aspects about the role? Because people are there to find new jobs, right? Mm. So naturally, why aren't there people doing a lot more content? Like, you would get much better CVs, better people to apply for the role, and you close much quicker, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, man. Even looking at a written CV, you can't tell anything about a person.
Or a job description.
Exactly. Like, why don't you explain the job description?
Yes.
Show the passion for it, or if you're an actual company, or if you're a recruiter, you could build your own personal brand about being that interesting person who creates the job description in a 30-second video instead of a fucking boring prose.
And the thing is, it's not just that, but once you've posted a video and it kind of goes viral, or it does its round and people tag people that they think would be suitable for the role, as a candidate, I would also reply in a video, maybe a DM, not a public video, but you should go out there, like a marketing role, for example. At the moment, I'm hiring for a marketing role, right?
Imagine if somebody sent you a video.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and especially on LinkedIn, right? It's not, everyone knows that the job is out there. I've had a lot more people in a marketing space wanting to connect to me. And some people sent me a DM asking about the role or whatever, right? I've had a couple of meetings that have come out of this months of posting where that's some really interesting people. And they wouldn't have sent me a message before if I hadn't been posting content, and they comment on the content. You know, I really resonated with this. This is really interesting. Like, I want to work with you because of that. You know, like, when these things happen, when you show a bit of character and personality online, there will be a lot of haters, but you will also start attracting people that you want to be surrounded with, right? And I think that's really powerful on LinkedIn. Personal branding is one thing, but people, so I've now got 25, 30 content pieces that I put out in January.
So that's one content piece a day?
Exactly. So at the beginning, I thought about just doing this during the week. Then I added every Sunday I do a poll about something that I'm interested in to get to understand what people think about this, whether it's investing or how they spend their time or whatever. And then I started saying, you know, why don't I also post on Saturday? Because my initial thought was people are not on LinkedIn on the weekend.
Lies.
Which is a lie, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, people are on social media 24/7. You never know when someone catches your attention or gets introduced to your kind of content. So I just started as we went through the months, started posting them every single day. And the great thing is, like, you know, people at work or wherever, people comment, right? How do you find the time? And like, do you spend so much time on there? But really, if you look at the content that I've put out now, it was two flights, where it was long flights where, you know, I slept for half the flight and then I thought, let me put some stuff together. And I came up with 8-9 different posts in one.
And then scheduled them.
Right? You have this flow of creativity, right? Which you need. And you just come up with a bunch of different things that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, finalizing the content and posting the content can be at a different time. But this creativity needs to come out at some point, and you can't really force this, right? I mean, there's this whole thing on you need to sit down every single day, stare at a blank page, and you will come up with content. I haven't faced that yet. I'm happy coming up with content every week, 6, 7, 8 different pieces, schedule it for the week, same time every single day, because we know that's really important for the algorithms, right? Mm-hmm. The consistency.
To be consistent, yeah.
Exactly. And once you do that, and kind of don't have to think about it, then it really just comes down to, you know, if something goes viral or if you get a lot of comments on a post, interacting with people, right? Because that's the other thing that I kind of figured out, is that the interaction in the first kind of 2-3 hours of someone posting and bringing someone back to LinkedIn, right, is really important for the algorithm to start keep pushing your
So what are the key metrics on LinkedIn that you think make a difference on whether a post will get shared or viral?
I think it's the same as on any of the other platforms. For me, it's triggering emotions, triggering something in the person that is reading or consuming your content that they can resonate with. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. Like, what I try and stay away from is using ChatGPT, just, you know, put in a topic, ChatGPT comes up with some kind of content and you post it. That's not something that will resonate with people, because it's not you and it's not honest, you know. And if you do this at scale, at some point people will just say, oh, this is just copy paste kind of content, right? How I have used it is I may have an idea, I come up with a bunch of different points that I want to talk about, and then I look at what ChatGPT has to say. But it's rarely that I will copy and paste something like this, you know, because I don't want to come across as someone that just copies and
I can honestly tell, to be honest, when people are just being completely negligent with ChatGPT. It's really obvious. You need to use it as a co-pilot and not as the person to do everything for you.
Yeah. And I mean, these were some of the comments that I got so far, is that, you know, it's genuine, it's kind of very relatable, it's topics that we are also going through. Like last year, for example, my best posts last year were around hiring and how important it is for senior leadership to kind of spend time hiring the right kind of team around them, right? Naturally, on LinkedIn, this should be a post that should work, right? So we have obviously experience on other platforms. Once you identify a structure, how important it is to then go and replicate this structure a number of different times in many different kind of varieties, right? So I've done the same thing on LinkedIn. Well, now I've done 25 different content pieces. There's 10 or 12 of them that have gone semi-viral, where you get kind of like 20,000 views per content piece, which last year I had 2 of them, right?
Yeah.
So
out of how many pieces of content do you think you post last year?
I know that I was consistent for 2 months. So maybe 50, 60, and that resulted in 150,000 views, which this year I said I want 10 million.
Views?
Right? Yes.
Damn.
Or impressions, right? Going from 150 to 10 million, not easy.
How many did you do in January?
I did something like 800,000 views.
Wow.
So that was already 5-6x on the whole year of last year. And that was just by being consistent and kind of sitting down and spending a couple of hours writing out different stuff, right? Two of these posts, there was one that went like 320,000 views, one that's 250,000 views, right? So those two really went viral. And then there's 10 of them that did like 20K, right? But you learn, you look back at this, and you now have identified, and I didn't do the hiring structure yet, right? But you can basically now sit there and say, There's three structures that I know will work one way or another. What's my take on them, and how can I speak about them in a different way, right? And I mean, I learned this from you, right? You did a lot of these posts around how much do I spend on this in the burger shop, or how much does it cost to open this, or yeah. You know, all. But you figured out all these kind of structures, and you did them multiple times.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, like, you would think the same people or your followers, they will get tired of this content, right? But every time it brings in a new set of audience that is interested in this kind of content, right? Because the algorithm just keeps spreading. Like, what's your experience around, you know, figuring out structures, staying consistent versus trying out new structures?
I think the first thing is that when you're in your own head, you think that something's being repeated all the time. But if you were to go and speak to somebody who even watches your content on a regular basis, they haven't watched every single video. It's not that the algorithm gives everybody exactly everything you post. Someone might catch the first post and the fifth post and the eighth post. You know what I mean? Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4. So when you find something that works, you need to do iterations on it. And human beings are interested by the same things, man. Everybody's nosy, right? So how much is your salary? How much are you willing to pay? How much did that cost? How much is your watch cost? What car do you have? Like, as materialistic, anyone can say they're not materialistic, but anyone is curious. So if the first thing is something around like how much this costs, like I did a video the other day in Sharjah, how much does this secondhand Jaguar cost? You know what I mean? And I think it's 1.5, 1.6 million views on TikTok today. Yeah. So those kinds of structures work, man. And you know, what kind of job? You're talking about hiring. Of course, people are interested about hiring on LinkedIn. So you just need to understand where people's heads are at and find, as you said, that hook, that emotional hook that either makes people really happy or really mad, basically, you know, and then people will start to interact. You need to say something or do something that people can't help but comment, you know, because the comments in general is what makes things move. And as you're saying, you need to be able to interact with them. Now with me on social media, like with Instagram and TikTok, there's like a lower level of intelligence of people, let's be honest, versus LinkedIn. Not all the time, but on LinkedIn, maybe not. I don't know. I can't read all the comments because some of them really upset me. So I'll go down a hole and want to like have a fight, which there's no benefit. I'm sure you felt the same way as well. You know what I mean? You sent me some screenshots and I said, bro, don't even bother. Like the guy is just sitting there being a hater, you know? Yeah. I guess it's part and parcel of putting yourself out there, you know? And you're being vulnerable at the end of the day, especially you're creating an emotional content that's genuine, right? That's what works. And by doing that, you have to put yourself on the line, you know?
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely something that I've encountered. So this emotional thing is such an important aspect, right?
Yeah.
But like you answering my question of, you know, you identify a structure and you go and repeat it many, many, many times. That also goes back to people are in their own head and people think about a post like, so many different times, and should I post this? Should I not post this? What
do you? I don't even know what I watched 5 minutes ago.
What about my manager thinking or my team thinking about this? You know, and I'm in a position where I know that a lot of people in the company and in my industry are watching what I'm doing.
Of course,
you know. So, but at the end of the day, I don't care. Like, I don't.
If you're not telling lies, then what's wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not saying anything that you wouldn't say to a friend or to someone else.
Exactly.
I'm just being a bit more open than other people, which a lot of people shy away from on LinkedIn because that's their work, that's their life, right?
Yeah, they don't want to be controversial.
Exactly. So here, if you're starting this journey on any kind of social media platform, but especially on LinkedIn, you got to be comfortable that people will comment in all sorts of different ways, whether it's in a meeting, whether it's on your actual post. They may not say anything, but they're watching all your content and then
of course,
out of the blue, they're talking to you, right? So
what did somebody say? Tell us. What was something? You got somebody said something in a meeting to you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've had all sorts of senior people, junior people, all sorts of people making comments. And, you know, you just shrug it off and or you laugh about it. I mean, no one has been nasty about it.
Of course,
right?
But there's always a pinch of something in a comment sometimes.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing that people don't realize is I'm collecting a lot of data and I'm getting a lot of experience, right? And what works on a personal level will then work on a professional level, right? So I can use my learnings from my own LinkedIn kind of thing and apply this on a work related subject, which then may unlock a bunch of value that other people won't be able to replicate because they haven't gone through the same experience that I've gone through.
Agreed, right? Man.
And one thing that why content is so important on LinkedIn is the connections that you're building and the people that are coming into your life come from all sorts of different backgrounds, right? So if I now have a strategy to hire a marketing person, right? And I've tried and I know a bunch of people here on the ground, but I have a very specific kind of profile that I'm looking for. It's very difficult to headhunt this without you building a connection and trust with that person and someone to say, like, let's say I want to hire someone from abroad, right? From the UK, from the US, from a different kind of market, and to bring expertise here that I don't necessarily have that complements my skill set, right? Finding someone like this without content, without being very lucky on the headhunting side is much, much harder than when you're putting yourself out
there.
But
even how much does it cost to headhunt someone?
Yes.
Like the salary of the person who you're looking to hire is what, give or take, per year?
I mean, the headhunting costs...
No, this marketing role. What's the salary, roughly, give or take? Or you can't say it.
Well, it depends.
Give or take.
It's five figures.
Okay. So let's say it's...
But the recruiting cost will be like 20, 25 grand. Right?
Yeah.
That's
dollars.
A lot. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine... all the interesting people who align with you, they know you're going to be their line manager and they come to you. Yeah. You're saving $25,000. How many people do you have to hire now if you're going to open an office?
Yeah, 30 people.
30 people?
Yeah.
So what's 25 times 30?
Yeah.
Rhetorical question. Yeah. Or you could just post every single day and people start to watch you and then people want to work for you.
Yeah.
And when that person walks in, they already know you. They understand you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very funny. I mean, I did this.
Can you imagine
months.
How much money you're going to save?
Yeah. And, you know, those are the people that you want to work with.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Because they're aligned on the similar kind of values. They want to push the same kind of boundaries you're pushing. So
yeah.
The two people that I've met actually over the last 48 hours, it blown my mind. Like,
yeah, you had two really, really interesting meetings which have come out from you creating content on LinkedIn.
Exactly. So, I can't vouch for this enough for people, whether they want to be entrepreneurs or have their own business or...
Yeah, 2024 is LinkedIn's year, man.
Yeah, I mean, anyone should just post a lot more interesting content and not just regurgitate what the news have out there and posting those kind of things. No, put yourself out there, think about a couple of posts. You don't need to post every single day.
Yeah, and I think you have to create a habit. I think a lot of people suffer. This isn't everything. How do I go to the gym? Like I had somebody reach out to me. He's like, man, I'm 35, 36. I'm totally out of shape. How do I go to the gym? And I said, this is my advice to you. Mm. Find the most expensive gym that you can find in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Pay 1 year membership. Mm. Okay, he's like, all right. Now go to that gym in the morning, take a shower and leave. He's like, take a shower and leave. I'm like, yeah, do it every single day. At one point, you're going to feel like a fucking idiot. Mm. You'll start lifting weights. You'll start going to the gym. Yeah. Put yourself in that situation to make it a habit.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people, where do I start? How do I start? Like you see all these seminars of like all these big social media people coming and how do I get started in social media? Start posting. Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, and be consistent.
Yeah, but so make it a habit. Every day for half an hour of your day, instead of fiddling around watching other people's content, write an article or video or something. And it can be something, if you're saying that genuine works and emotional works, what happened to you yesterday? How did it make you feel? That's emotional and it's genuine. And keep doing that. Someone will relate because they've had the same problem or they have the same aspiration or they want something similar. And that's where those like times collide and you build those really strong relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't add anything to this. It's about consistency. It's about starting and don't worry about the numbers. I mean, for me,
I want to talk about something. Go ahead.
That not worrying about the numbers is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Right. because the consistency, at some point the algo will figure out who do I need to show this content to.
But right? Even so, you're one of your, the least engaged post this month was how many views?
2,000 or 3,000.
Okay. Can you imagine 2,000 or 3,000 people sitting in a room listening to what you have to say?
Yeah.
Do you know how intimidating, maybe not you, because you love, I remember, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go speak to people. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, on a stage. I was like, how many people? You're like, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000. I'm like, did you prep for it? You're like, no, not really. I'm just going to wing it. I was like, bro, I could not do that. Like, I have a heart attack. But think about 2,000 people sitting and listening to what you have to say. Mm. And that was a bad day.
Mm. Yeah.
Now picture 200,000. What other medium is going to give you that kind of reach?
Yeah, but the problem with us as humans is, you know, we start and we want to see results immediately.
Sure, but the algorithms are, now there's so many people, this is my philosophy on TikTok and Instagram. I'm sure the same will apply to LinkedIn, because they're all kind of copying each other one way or another. There's so many people putting out crappy content, or just content which is regurgitated, who has, it doesn't have any genuine or anything like that. There's even today, I got hit with an ad by a company where the guy, it was actually done in this podcast, in Podster, recorded, which everything is recorded, you know what I mean? And he said, we can create 20 short form videos for you in whatever industry agnostic, whatever you need, we will write the script, we will be with the content, right? You don't have to do anything, you just show up and record.
Mm. The problem is that will work for some people.
No. And
he will make money.
He will make money, but the actual people making the content are going to be like robots, not going to be genuine, it's not going to fly. Anyways, just to show you the mass of content which is coming onto these platforms.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I've totally forgot what I was going to say. No, I know what I was going to say. You're talking about numbers. So what TikTok is doing now, for example, I have a video, 1.5 million views 2 days ago. The next video, 9,000 views.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Then you'll have another 500,000, then they'll give you 2,000. Do you have the heart to keep on going? It's testing you, right? Mm. Because they don't, imagine all the cost, like, yes, they want content, but they want quality content. They don't want somebody who just shows up, posts one, two, three, four, five things, go viral, then it doesn't go viral, and then they just get off the platform. That's not what the algo wants.
Mm. You know? I'll tell you another story. I'll tell you one from a professional perspective, right? We started YouTube 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And we have been posting at the beginning, it was like 2-3 videos a week. And then about, I would say a year ago, a year ago, we started posting shorts, right? And we started posting 1 to 4 shorts a day, right? And organically, without any spend behind it, we got 300 to 500,000 views a month, right? Organic views, which is, that's a good success. And then on the birthday of the channel, December 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
2 years in, 2 years of consistent posting, all of a sudden it was 5 million views.
Blew up.
It went 10x because, you know, the algo doesn't just reward good content, but it rewards consistency.
Yeah.
Right? You can say you become a slave to the algo, but if you wanna grow on any of these platforms, you gotta have a minimum commitment of posting something. And that doesn't need to be daily. Not every channel posts daily, but it's important to be consistent and to keep posting.
So my YouTube, which I started posting in Feb last year, 107,000 subscribers. And yesterday I turned on monetization. I've made $70 in 4 days.
Crazy.
It's not, $70 is not going to change my life, right? But how insane is that?
Like, yeah, but that's world a we live year- in. A year worth of posting, 100,000 people.
But you know what? I could have fucking put, after 1,000, I could have turned on monetization. I died. I got so pissed off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just shows you how the consistency involved, creating content, but also I think the genuine thing, like, you can't create shitty content at mass.
No.
You know, content that doesn't actually resonate with you, that you don't enjoy. You need to learn how to enjoy it, right? It is work, quote unquote. But you can't do a lot of things at the same, you can't create tons of content if it's not genuine content.
No.
And you'll not what you out. Actually think.
You'll burn out and it,
you'll stop.
Yeah, people won't consume it. But using the same kind of framework, when you've worked out 2-3 structures that work and doing them 10 times, let's say.
Why not?
Exactly. And at the same time, you're still looking for new structures that will work, right? So you're testing out 2-3 different ideas. Mm-hmm. One of them will hit at some point, right? Even if you test out 20 ideas, at some point one will hit, and then you have another structure that you can
build a bunch of structures in like your toolkit. It's like your different tools, and you can pull them out, reiterate on them.
Yeah. So the other, I mean, that's all on creating content, right? The other thing that I see a lot of these content creators do on LinkedIn is comment. Man, they comment on like 50 posts. Some people are saying 50 posts a day.
Oh, wow. Right?
And they comment on the people that have a big following or have posts that have gone viral, so that other people, because, you know, go on the posts and read the comments, right? Yes. And then they like the comments that they like, or they comment on the comment, right?
So that's how it even gets, like, it's a snowball effect. If you get something that goes viral, then other people want to post to be seen on your viral content. It keeps getting more viral.
Yes, but for you to go viral, it's also a strategy to go and post, to go and comment.
Got you, yes.
But a smart comment, not just like a like or great or something like this, like actual, have a good comment that other people like, and all of a sudden you're getting a lot more followers from a post that wasn't even yours.
Amazing.
But someone else's, right? So that really works on there as well. And the algorithm takes that, let's say someone engages with your content, they then, instead of showing another piece of content that you generated, they will show your comment on the post of someone else in their feed. So you don't just see your own kind of content, but you also see the second and third layer of content that I have interacted with.
That's interesting.
Right? So that's also a growth strategy that, you know, now I'm exploring. The 50 posts is a bit
excessive. Where do you get time for that?
Yeah, it's a bit excessive at the beginning. But building a community on your own kind of content and then tapping into other kind of communities are really powerful kind of tools. But at the end of the day, you just need to get started.
Okay, so what are the key takeaways here for anybody? Number one, we think that LinkedIn is going to be the channel in 2024 where you're going to get the most value if you learn how to master it, right?
I don't know about the most value, but definitely you can extract a lot of value out of this.
Your posts need to be consistent.
Yeah.
You need a visual hook, either a picture or a video. You need to be genuine, and there should be a bit of emotion.
Yeah, there should be some kind of trigger. You need to trigger people, and you need to have a really strong hook for people to give your content a go.
Well, I must say that you have inspired me. The past 3 days, I've posted stuff. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing where this takes us, as always.
Cool.
I hope you guys got some value from this. It was a pleasure. Pleasure to be back in the studio. My man. All right, guys, take care, and we'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Peace.